Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And joining us now on the WBEN live line, Don Lorenz with the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce, talking about some of the changes made last night at a meeting, the Orchard Park Town Board passing a zoning change around the new Highmark Stadium. Don, thanks for being with us. This zoning change, from the outside looking in, has a lot of people wondering, well, what exactly does change now with the new rules?
Right, Brian. Good morning. You know, it's actually a step backwards because, you know, we've been working for 50 years trying to get zoning around there changed originally so that we could have hotels and different developments. Because of the zoning law the way it had been, you had up to 2.5 stories. And unfortunately, any of the hotel developers or major developers, they just say that's not profitable. You can't build a hotel without having at least 4 or 5 stories to make it doable. So they actually did pass that earlier in the year that they were going to allow, and I think the numbers are like 45 to 60 feet, which would allow you 4 to 5 stories. But what they're doing now is that still is kind of staying in place. But from what I'm understanding, it's around 1,000-yard perimeter around the new stadium that they're asking for them to bring it back down to a 2.5 story, which would be the 35 feet that they had originally. So that's kind of what they looked at last night. There was some discussion with some of the business owners from the immediate area and how that would impact them. But inevitably, they went back down to 35 feet in the area immediately surrounding the stadium. So, as the director of the Orchard Park Chamber representing the businesses, I see the impact. We have one of our local businesses, La Galleria. The owners were both there speaking at the meeting, and they had been working with developers as soon as it was kind of a green light that they're going to be able to have a higher structure there. They had some interest from some of the major players, whether it be the Hilton, the Marriott, those types of places, and they wanted to have a high caliber hotel. They are the closest property adjacent to the stadium. They've been out of business they've had to shut down since the construction because they're a banquet facility and they have outdoor weddings and all kinds of things that go on at their facility. So they've been impacted for a number of years now. So they're just asking, why would you be doing that to us? That would limit us to putting like an Econo Lodge, 1 or 2 story type of a glorified motel for, a better way of saying it, I guess. And they didn't want that. They said, we want our legacy to be that we have a beautiful structure on our property and it really augments the stadium. We had some other business owners from Danny South, for example, and he's saying by changing this, it makes my property less valuable and, there's not going to be development around it. So those are some of the ramifications of making these changes. The town did say that there can be some exemptions and different things that could be talked about later. So I'm hoping that it doesn't necessarily impact everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Everybody.
Is there a particular reason that you know, because this, you mentioned it's about two and a half stories are right around the stadium, but then further out, there's the possibility for maybe a 4-story building. Why Correct. Would that be the case? I mean, the higher story, the stadium is huge, especially compared to the other one. I mean, it goes up quite a way. Why would you not want the higher buildings closer to where the stadium is?
So the Bills are stating that they did a critical safety study, and they've deemed it to be a concern if there's anything that's too large around the stadium. Whether that means, you know, you have the height people could oversee the stadium, or, you know, be up in the air while people are coming into the stadium. And they feel that that could be a hazard from a security standpoint. Other stadiums around the country, that's a standard practice for them, that they have large hotels around their stadiums. So I understand it. I will take whatever judgment the security teams deem is important. But, I think, unfortunately, Brian, and you and I have been talking for quite a while on this, going back probably 5-6 years already, that I've been pushing for some development. What the problem I think is happening is we're backpedaling. This should have been done 50 years ago. You know, all these things should have been in place 50 years ago. And now we're backpedaling, and we have residential areas that have grown up around the stadium and are built up around the stadium. I was in Lancaster when Cottrell was first going to be putting up the dome stadium behind Lancaster High School. I was actually a student at the high school at the time. And it was exciting. They were talking about a dome stadium. They were talking about a hotel complex and plaza, a mall actual situation back there. And then all of a sudden it turned into coming to Orchard Park, which was a very rural area at the time back in the early 70s. And they just left it at that. So, you know, I mean, right now it's very difficult. And I see the burden that's being placed on the town and the officials that are there. It's hard to change 50 years of non-commitment to the stadium. So, you know, now that they're trying, and I know we do have, you know, a new board coming in that's very interested in seeing some development around there. The businesses that I talk to would love to see people staying in Orchard Park so they can shop and eat at our restaurants and things like that. So I guess all I'm saying is right now we're playing catch up, and And that's an unfortunate situation to be in. So now we finally get the okay to be able to put higher structures in there. And now that's kind of being kicked back for security reasons. So I guess, you know, we'll have to see what happens as far as how that all starts to play out. But, you know, my goal back, like I said, over 6 years ago was we should have had the hotel before the stadium was even put up so that we'd be ready for the opening season and everything would be ready to go. But, you know, obviously that didn't happen.
Is, you know, what does Orchard Park lose if a developer says, well, okay, I want to put a hotel, you know, whatever it is here, and I need it to be, let's say, four stories. And sure, I could go through, you know, the zoning and apply for a variance and do all these things here, or I could just go a Josh Allen's throwaway over to Hamburg and build it right there. And it might be a lot easier. I could get it done a lot quicker. What does Orchard Park lose there?
That's been my contention for all this time. We lose the tax base, obviously. You know, right now, most people should know, though, you know, all of the properties that the Bills have in their possession, that's all exempt from any kind of tax base for the town. So the stadium, the Ad Pro building, the store, all that, the parking, all that area, we get no tax benefit from that. And as of right now, we don't even get subsidized for the police overtime that happens during the games. So that's all on the Orchard Park tax bill. You know, I don't know what will happen with ECC. ECC is also tax exempt because it's a county property. If the Bills take that over, okay, then we still continue to lose and Hamburg loses. If that becomes something where it can be purchased by a developer, Hamburg gains that tax benefit. So, you know, as far as what does Orchard Park lose, Orchard Park could lose a huge tax benefit having a large retail like that. And, you know, obviously the goal would be not just a hotel standalone, but it would be having restaurants and some other retail establishments that would surround that hotel so that it becomes a huge complex. So we would lose all that.
Well, Don, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate your insight into what happened last night. Don Lorenz is with the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.